This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Man's got to know his limitations, right? When it comes to crypto, I don't know a lot because I have no intention of investing in it. The president, however, says that your 401k should have access to crypto and private equity. Well, Ryan Peters joins us now, finance professor at Tulane's prestigious A.B. Freeman School of Business. Talk about it. How you doing, professor?
How you doing, Tommy? Good morning.
I'm okay. I don't know what crypto is, and I want no part of it because to me, it has no intrinsic value. It's not really backed by anything, and it's like Beanie Babies back in the day where everybody got excited about Beanie Babies, and they were standing in line, and when all that was going on and people were paying $400 for a Beanie Baby that had no value, I said, you know what? Somebody's going to get stuck holding the Beanie Babies when this craze ends, and guess what? Somebody got stuck holding the Beanie Babies. Thoughts and comparisons?
Well, I don't think that's an unreasonable perspective on cryptocurrency and digital assets at all. A way I like to think about it is you can price it, but valuing it is really difficult, especially in the case of something like Bitcoin that doesn't have any, there's no dividends for Bitcoin, right? Digital assets as a category, which includes cryptocurrencies, can be set up in a number of different ways. So there are assets that are programmable. Some of them are equity-like shares in things that look like companies. Some are network tokens like Bitcoin or Ethereum that run a network. I don't think your perspective is wrong so much as maybe incomplete on, you know, the structures that you can set up inside of these things, maybe.
So let me ask you about private equity while we're at it, because I know a lot of private equity firms, and I wanted to talk about this, and I didn't know that, you know, you could talk about it. I hope you can. But President Trump says that you can also put your 401k in a private equity companies. A lot of private equity companies are buying up local companies. They continue to do operation under the family name. However, they combine them all into one big company. What's going on there? Do you have any idea?
So private equity as an asset class is broad, diverse, can include, you know, concentrated positions in single names, can include these kind of roll-ups. That's what you're talking about here, where a company buys up smaller companies, tries to improve operations, and then, you know, maybe looks to take that thing public or sell it to a larger entity later for an exit, or just sit on it for the cash flows. The executive order that Trump signed is about allowing custodians to give 401k access to these asset classes, private equity, digital assets. Trump himself doesn't have any control over what custodians allow 401ks to invest in. The EO is about directing the relevant regulators to mark these things as potential investments for 401k holders, essentially. So the first step would be that the regulators write rules allowing 401ks to allocate to these types of investments. And then if the custodians allow access, then 401k holders themselves would then be allowed to put allocations there.
So if a private equity company buys 18 different operations and combines them into one, they want the best return, they want efficiencies, right? So I don't see this ending other than less people doing the same work with cutbacks, which means less local employment, not necessarily better prices for people, but less employment, big business taking over, and they are concerned with a return to Wall Street. Am I missing something or making stuff up in my head? Because I do. You can tell me if I am.
No, that sounds about right. That's a pretty standard private equity strategy. Mm-hmm. Buy up smaller independent operators in an area and, you know, try to get more profit out of them than you spent money to purchase them. There's a couple ways to get more profit. One is to raise revenues, which, you know, may involve setting higher prices. Another is to lower cost, which may involve cutting employment, reducing redundancies inside the operations of the smaller companies and things like that.
So with that being said, Tommy's Plumbing could have been competing with Ryan's Plumbing for years and years and years, and we'd see each other at the trade meetings, et cetera, et cetera. All of a sudden, private equity company comes along and offers us so much money, we can't turn it down. So we say, you know what, here. Yeah, that's fine. You can have the company as well as the goodwill, which I think is how they refer to the family name in accounting. Is that right?
Goodwill is the premium paid above the book assets, but sure.
Okay. So with that being said, they buy both Tommy's and Ryan's Plumbing. They operate them as Tommy's and Ryan's, but it's actually one company that owns them. And eventually, when it comes to economies of scale, et cetera, I got to believe some of the people that are working for Tommy's aren't going to be there anymore. Some of the people that are working for Ryan's anymore. And guess what? The service is not going to be as good because there are less competitors. Again, am I making stuff up?
No, that's a reasonable strategy for private equity. You come in, you may or may not operate the underlying assets independently. You could roll them up into a single name brand, right? This is common in home services, things like, you know, car washes, famously in retirement homes.
Yeah. Is that a new trend or not, Professor?
I mean, private equity has been doing this strategy for certainly decades. The private markets have gotten a lot larger over the last, you know, couple of decades. So back in the 90s, there wasn't a lot of private assets. Honestly, companies were either, you know, on the smaller side and probably private, or on the larger side and probably public, with some exceptions on both sides. Today, private capital markets are much bigger than they used to be. So larger companies, you know, you can think about some even household names that are still private companies, your OpenAI or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's more dollars there, and so with more dollars, the strategies become sort of larger and able to do more things.
And they do throw a lot of money at the companies, right? The family-owned companies, the families say, you know what, I don't know if we'll ever see this much money again. Let's sell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I haven't been on the inside of negotiations there, honestly. But my intuition is, yeah, probably. You can probably pay more for one of these small independent operators if your strategy involves rolling up competitors in an area and then increasing profit margins.
Long term, exactly. 6:52, we'll pick up with crypto when we come back. Ryan Peters, our guest, finance professor at Tulane's prestigious A.B. Freeman School of Business. He teaches a course on financial technology and blockchains. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 6:57, Tommy Tucker, WWO. A couple of minutes left with Ryan Peters, finance professor at Tulane's prestigious A.B. Freeman School of Business. Ryan, somebody texted in, I think it's a good question. What do you have to do to start up your own crypto company?
Starting a company is, you know.
Or issuing your own crypto, for example. If I want to have Tommy's Bitcoin, whatever, I don't know, whatever you call it.
Well, you'd first distinguish between, a network token and a token issued on a network, right? So Bitcoin is a network, globally distributed computers running the Bitcoin software that are all talking to each other and maintaining the distributed ledger. That's, you know, a lot more work than just issuing a token on a network. So you can't easily issue a token on Bitcoin, but the Ethereum network, Ethereum being the second largest digital asset, it's its own network token. On that network, there are things called smart contracts, which are programmable code that's written onto the blockchain that then runs. And one of the most common things that that code does is manage the holdings of the tokens, so the ERC-20 standard tokens on that network. Anyone can do that. Crypto is permissionless. Anyone can go on and write things onto the blockchain. You pay, you know, some fee for computation on the Ethereum network, and you can write a token contract onto the blockchain that then manages ownership of that contract.
Well,
and there are a lot of
these
smart contract platforms, and on any of those, you can issue a token permissionlessly and for just a fee on the network.
Professor, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're running out of time, and I hope you can come back and spend some more time talking about this, because it just intrigues me and confuses me at the same time. And I don't know, how is this different than me printing Tuck Bucks and issuing them and saying, here's a standard of currency, Tuck Bucks, you can pay for it, whoever accepts them? I mean, that would seem like it borders on counterfeiting, doesn't it?
I mean, lots of people issue assets. Every, you know, publicly traded company has equity. Privately traded companies have equity. People issue debt. You can think about the assets like that. What's important is the value underlying those assets, which is important to be able to do due diligence on. And certainly don't invest in any digital assets or any assets at all, debt, equity, or anything else, without understanding the underlying sort of economic thing happening, the risks, and everything else.
Would you put your 401k into crypto?
I would think hard about it. The way I think about it is the whole digital asset space has a market cap around the size of a mega cap like Apple or NVIDIA, right?
Okay.
And
thanks.
So sizing it like that, I wouldn't call imprudent.
Come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.